"Why is he weeping?" asked a little green lizard as he ran past him with his tail in the air. "Why, indeed," said a butterfly who was fluttering about after a sunbeam. "Why, indeed," whispered a daisy to his neighbour in a soft, low voice. "He is weeping for a red rose," said the nightingale. "For a red rose?" they cried. "How very ridiculous!" And the little lizard, who was something of a cynic, laughed outright. But the nightingale understood the secret of the student's sorrow, and she sat silent in the oak tree and thought about the mystery of love. Suddenly she spread her brown wings for flight and soared into the air. She passed through the grove like a shadow, and like a shadow she sailed across the garden. In the centre of the grass plot was standing a beautiful rose tree, and when she saw it, she flew over to it and lit upon a spray. "Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head. "My roses are white," it answered, "as white as the foam of the sea, and whiter than the snow upon the mountain. But go to my brother who grows round the old sundial, and perhaps he will give you what you want."